Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, so let's dive into what the kids are seeing on The Juice this week. So first up, there's this story about an albatross named Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Who's still laying eggs at the ripe old age of 74.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know, she lives in the Midway Atoll National Wildlife Refuge in Hawaii.
Okay.
And she's expected to hatch her 30th chick this month.
30th chick, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. She's outlived multiple mates.
Wow.
And she seems to have this knack for avoiding, like, all the dangers that albatrosses face.
Yeah, like, what kind of dangers are we talking about?
Well, you know, things like plastic pollution and climate change.
Oh, right. Those are some big ones.
Yeah. So her story could be a great way to, like, start a conversation with kids about the challenges animals face in the wild.
Right. And also the importance of conservation efforts.
So moving on, we have a story about some classic cartoon characters.
Oh, like who?
Popeye the Sailor and Tintin.
Oh, those are classics.
Yeah, they're entering the public domain.
Oh, wow. So what does that mean exactly?
Well, it means that anyone can use and adapt them without any copyright restrictions.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so this could be like a good opportunity to talk to kids about the concept of copyright and public domain.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like talk about the potential for new interpretations of these characters.
Right.
And also the legal implications of using someone else's creative work.
Yeah, that's important.
And then also how the public domain can foster creativity and innovation.
Definitely. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what kind of new takes people come up with.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe you could even brainstorm some like modern twists on these classic characters with the kids.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Now, shifting gears to something a little bit more serious.
Mm.
The Juice is also covering the passing of former President Jimmy Carter.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Who lived to be 100 years old.
100. That's amazing.
I know. It's incredible. Beyond his presidency, he's being remembered for his like extensive humanitarian work through the Carter Center.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. They focused on promoting peace and fighting disease and advocating for human rights around the world.
That's really admirable.
Yeah. So his story presents a chance to discuss like the importance of public service.
Right.
And the impact that like one person can have on the world.
Yeah.
And also the concept of legacy.
Definitely. Like you could even talk about the different ways that people choose to serve their communities.
Right.
So moving on from a former president to a newly discovered creature.
Oh, okay.
The Juice is taking us to the depths of the Atacama Trench.
The Atacama Trench.
Yeah, where scientists have found a new species of amphipod.
Wow. That's pretty incredible that we're still discovering new life forms in such extreme environment.
I know, right? And it's interesting that this one has adapted to survive in one of like the deepest, darkest points of the ocean.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So speaking of extreme environments, the final story in this Juice roundup takes us closer to the sun than ever before.
Oh, wow.
With the Parker Solar Probe.
The Parker Solar Probe. So this mission is really like pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
I know. It's amazing.
In terms of space exploration.
Yeah. And it's gathering all this crucial data about solar winds.
Oh, right. Which have a direct impact on things like satellites.
Exactly.
And even the Aurora Borealis here on Earth.
Yeah. So this is like a great opportunity to talk to kids about the challenges and rewards of space exploration.
Sure.
And like the importance of scientific research.
Definitely.
And the interconnectedness of our solar system.
Yeah. So there you have it, a quick look at what your kids might be learning about on The Juice this week.
Hopefully this deep dive has given you a few ideas to help you connect with the young learners in your life.
Yeah.
And spark a love of learning and exploration.
Definitely. Until next time, keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.